In a world filled with sniveling snowflakes, where timeouts and safe places are abundant, where there's 37 genders to scroll through on a job application. Not that they have jobs. We're proud to be your salvation and your beacon to unabashed, in-your-face talk. This is Stars, Bars, and Cigars. The no-holds-barred conservative talk show hosted by battle-tested vets. Lock and load and get ready for an explosive journey through breaking news, the rich tapestry of constitutional history, and the pulse-pounding realities of Army and Navy life. Oh, and yeah, cigars. Stars, Bars, and Cigars. And now your hosts, Jimmy the Bull and Tig Tigger.
Hey, everybody. This is Jimmy the Bull and Tig Tigger, Patriots and Snowflakes.
Tig, how are you? I'm doing good, I guess. Tired, but yeah. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Took a little break here, it seems like.
Yeah, it seemed like it took a while. What is it? We're a week off.
A week off, yeah.
A week since the last episode.
Right, but, you know, I mean, we were used to cranking a couple out a week, so
yeah,
maybe we'll get back into the swing of things. I know I've just been totally swamped at work, so it's just like, you know, got to do what I got to do. Got to make hay when can, so.
Yeah. You know, something funny happened to me this week at work.
What's that?
I got to say it. So I'm walking up towards the manager where I work, trying to get shit sorted out, trying to get stuff ordered and everything. And manager's talking to this guy. I guess he's a real nice guy. He works at the local seminary. Okay. So he's around holy or people wanting to be holy quite a bit.
Yeah.
So he's pretty calm, cool, collected. You know, I mean, he just laid back and they're talking about something. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Okay. I just caught the fact that he said, well, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I looked at him and I chuckled and I said, no, it's not who you know, it's who you blow. He paused and then he just chuckled. And he's like, as he turns around to walk away, he's like, you never know what the hell you're going to hear around here. And I go, hey, it worked for Kamala Harris as he's walking out the door.
Right.
I yelled out, I go, yeah, you're going to hear that in your head the rest of the freaking day while you're at the seminary. Not who you know, it's who you blow.
Yeah, that goes a long ways for some, right?
I hope that slips out of his mouth sometime when he's talking to somebody again.
Yeah. So this evening, we got a pretty good program lined up for everyone. We got a little bit of Project Eagle Claw running on the anniversary of that.
Operation.
Oh, yeah. I said project. I'm thinking of something else.
Project is my cigar, and that's going to be a hell of a project. I'll tell you that much.
So we'll get into that in a little bit, but let's get into our stogies. Tig, since I kind of let the cat out of the bag. Or the hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you got?
Rabbit out of the hat. Cat's out of the bag.
Right? Yeah, whatever. Fuck.
Get it right, Bull. All right. Project 40. Alec Bradley. It's a Maduro. Mm-hmm. Now, I like Maduros. And there's only a couple Alec Bradleys I've liked before. Well, I know you smoked it, Bull, but you know.
Yeah, a couple episodes ago, I puked on that one. It was just a choker.
I got to try it, you know. I got to try it.
Yeah, no, it's what it's about, man. It's what it's about. Yeah. Going to try them out, and we'll give them our own individual twists on them and tell people, yeah or nay, or don't ever fucking smoke it.
So I get a gander that you're trying out one of the ones that I tried out.
I did, and I think I like it. I'm smoking a Romeo Giulietta, a San Andreas. This is a torpedo. You had the Robusto the last time around. This one here is a six and a, I don't know, a six and a half or a six and a quarter and by 50 or maybe 60. Yeah, 60, I think. But that's a nice smoke so far, man. It's burning beautifully. It's really pleasant, got a nice aroma to it, and the wrapper smells good and just a nice taste to it. It's full.
I like it.
Coming on the cusp of a full body, but not quite.
I liked mine. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty decent. I like it. I picked this one up down over there at the, where did I get this one at? I think I got this one at Tobacco Outlet as well.
Tobacco Outlet. Yeah. I think that's where I picked mine up at, actually. They have quite a few Romeo e Julietas.
Yeah.
Out there. Yeah. So they don't have a whole lot of a selection, though. If you ask me, it's not that great of a selection. Used to be at one time a better selection. I don't know who the hell does their ordering, but it's not that great.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You know, when you're out of town, when you're doing your trucking out of town and that, you should stop in at some tobacco places and pick up some.
Occasionally stuff. I do. Occasionally I do. It's like, you know, the biggest problem is finding a place to park a 75-foot fucking, you know, rig. So, I mean, that's the biggest challenge.
But park it, lock it up, and take a walk.
Yeah. No, I do that too. But one place that stood out is when I was over in South Dakota. I went to this, I delivered these mattresses to this mattress shop. And then right next door, I noticed there was a little strip mall and it had a really cool cigar shop. So I took a walk over there after I was done unloading and bought about $50-$60 worth of cigars. And I'm like, wow, man, this fucking, you know, just a good selection. And you know, it's just a thing, you know, they just order different stuff. So it's like, you know, you get a broader deal and, you know, it's just different. So
if you ever come across a cigar store that has the Davidoff Winston Churchill, ooh, pick that up for me. I have not tried it yet. It's been around for some years.
I'll both smoke them.
Yeah. You know, pick me up one because I've been looking for it. They only sell it in boxes out of the magazines, out of the catalog internet that
not individuals.
Not individually. So if you ever come across a cigar shop that has a Davidoff Winston Churchill, pick it up. It's got a silhouette of his head on the front, on the wrapper and that, but I've always wanted to try it. And it's been years now. They've had it out. It's been out for over a decade now. And it's just, oh man, that's a Davidoff I want to try. I've tried some Davidoffs, but not the Winston Churchill. And I want to try that one.
Mm-hmm.
So get a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. If I come across them, I'll definitely pick a couple up and we'll smoke them the same time. That'd be even cooler.
Yeah, would be. Two
badass cigars, man.
Well, crikey, that son of a bitch.
I like Davidoff's, but man, they are pricey motherfuckers. Man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They are really expensive, but I mean, a Winston Churchill might be worth it. Right there.
Yeah. That'll be a $100 bill real easy.
A Winston Churchill might be worth it. I just don't want to buy a box of them.
Right.
You know, for like damn near half a grand.
Yeah. Shit. Oh, Tig. Tonight's show, we're going to be talking a little bit about the anniversary of Eagle Claw.
Operation Eagle Claw.
Yeah, Operation.
Now, this is something you won't this week. Okay, past the anniversary was the 24th of April. You haven't heard it on any podcast, news show, or anything. I haven't heard it on even some of the military podcasts. I haven't heard them talk about it this week at all.
You know, I haven't really heard like Newsmax or what is it, RAF. I haven't heard them talk about it either. I mean, it's old news, but yet a lot of people just don't know what the fuck it is.
Nobody brings it up. Yeah, and see, here's the thing. I figured this is something new. People want to watch something interesting and new. They can tune into our podcast and they're going to get something new, something that's old, but new, because people don't remember, because Americans don't remember. Some of us remember.
Well, I think a lot of it is people put it out in the pasture, you know, they just don't think about it anymore.
Well, and the thing is I've got an angle to it that nobody's really come up with out of their scheming minds. So, but my mind's always
churning,
rolling. Yeah. And so I'll tell you what, I'm surprised the government isn't paying me a visit.
Well, you know, that knock on the door may come someday. You know? Don't be surprised.
That'll be a badge of honor. I'll be like, okay, let's take a picture with the feds.
Yeah. Well, you know, they'll probably just say, Dig, shut the fuck up. Hey, you know, I heard something kind of interesting. Fucking did I send that to you today? Or George Soros is buying up talk shows. He wants to shut everybody up that's talking like we talking.
Yeah, that motherfucker. I could say 1,000 things that needs to be done to him, but
yeah,
I think everybody gets the idea.
Yeah, so we'll refrain from that.
That Nazi motherfucker.
Yep, we can say that.
Yeah.
So let's dive into what's that?
Special place in hell for people like him.
Yeah, you know that motherfucker's gonna be burning. It's probably gonna be pretty soon because man, he's in his 90s, so it's about time.
Yeah, well, he's got a son that's just as bad.
I know.
So you know that's the problem.
Right. Right. So you want to dive into this first segment of our podcast and we'll
let's do it. All righty. Okay. 1980. All right. There was an election. That was an election year. It was a bad time. We had inflation. Gas prices were at an all-time high too at that time. It kind of reminds you of today, actually, the way things were. Jimmy Carter was a horrible, horrible president. And funny thing, some Iranian terrorists, they took over the American embassy over there in Tehran, and they took 52 hostages. Okay. Now me, I think it was set up, but anyway, yeah. I mean, set up by some of our own. So anyway, anywho, so this happened in 1980. Anyway, the hostages were ended up being held for 444 days. So it was a long ass time. It was over a year they were held for. I think it all started late in 79, something like that, 79 or whatever. Now, actually, it started in 79 earlier, I think, and then it ran in through 80 because they were going on the operation called Eagle Claw in 1980, where they set up, Delta Force was pretty new then, and that's a special top tier one outfit rescue. They do anti-terrorism and rescue missions and stuff like that, and they're recruited. Basically, you have to apply for it, and then it's a grueling process to get selected. We're talking the best of the best, and you know, anybody can really apply, from like anybody like a SEAL or you know, a Marine or Special Forces, Green Beret, Rangers. They're mostly made up of airborne Rangers now. They're out of the 75th Regiment. Those are the guys that mostly apply and get selected. But anyway, going on. So they selected some Delta Force members that were going to attempt a rescue of these hostages. And the operation failed miserably. And the funny thing about it was, the Delta Force in the Army was part of this, and the CIA was also part of this operation. Logistical support was done by like Air Force, Navy, and Marines. That was logistical. But the physical part of it, the whole operation itself being conducted and supposed to be, you know, executed, was strictly Army, Delta Force, Rangers, and the CIA. Yeah. Anyway, 8 choppers were to be sent to Desert One staging area. There's a staging area before they actually perform the mission. They all gather in the staging area. It was called Desert One staging area. Only 5 arrived, 5 out of 8 choppers. Okay. Now, when you're going to do a major rescue mission, major operation like this, and you're doing it from like Delta Force, Army, and all that, and CIA is involved, okay, sorry, nothing fails. All right. They make sure everything is well ahead of time, well, good to go. Okay. So that right there put up a red flag. Why only 5 are showing up? So according to the story, only 5 arrived in operational condition. 1 had hydraulic problems. Okay, hydraulic problems. They do maintenance on that shit. They would have been sending the best of the best helicopters for an important mission like this. One was caught in a sandstorm. Now you're telling me Intel wasn't good enough to say, hey, you guys aren't going to be able to do it this date. You aren't going to be a fly. You're going to fly right into a sandstorm. Come on. All right. Really? Really? CIA? Really? Okay. The third helicopter showed signs of a cracked rotor blade. So you're telling me that long before you're about to do this important mission, you're not checking things and making sure you're replacing anything that might have a ding on it or a cracked rotor blade? You mean you're not going to take the absolute top-notch best equipment you have to the show?
I got a problem with that because, you know, these pilots, they're fucking particular about their aircraft and what they fly, you know, and they'll go over their fucking equipment, you know, with a fine tooth comb, you know, just to make sure there is no fucking shit like that. You know, I don't know. I find that fucking kind of hard to believe.
Top tier missions, they make sure ahead of time everything is absolutely perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. They don't just, you know, have problems. Okay. So CIA, anyway, so they were told basically, and then there was like 8 Delta guys involved too. Delta troops ready to go in and take care of business. But then they told Carter, you have to abort the mission. This isn't working out. So, you know, after he was advised to do so, so Carter basically aborted the mission. Well, as they prepared to withdraw from the staging area, of course, obviously some folks would have said some things when they came back, or at least the powers that be were afraid some of the folks involved in this mission were going to say some things. That's my take. As they prepared to withdraw from the staging area, one of the helicopters crashed into a C-130 transport aircraft that had both the servicemen, the Delta guys, and jet fuel in it at the same time, of course, destroying the C-130 and killing all 8 of the servicemen.
So basically, you're saying it's a big fucking flop.
I'm saying it was done on purpose to fail. It was set up to fail. And they didn't want the servicemen arriving back to be given comments whatsoever. They didn't want it to make it look like, hey, this was a snafu. This was totally FUBAR. They didn't want it to make it look bad. They didn't want the troops to come home and get a hold of, or actually the press would have got a hold of them and they would have said the thing that they didn't want. Anyway, then Carter would later blame his failure to get those hostages released on his election loss. The hostages were released the day of Reagan's inauguration. Okay, here we get into this. I'm going to talk about this right now. This is the meat and potatoes, folks. Election year. Carter's doing piss poor as a president. If this is a successful mission and they rescue the hostages in Tehran, Iran, if it's a success, it makes Carter look good. I mean, makes him look like the golden boy. He rescued the hostages. I think the CIA was behind this. And not only that, but it was set up for failure to make Carter look bad, not good, make him look worse, and not make him look like a hero. You want to know why? Guess who was running against Carter that year? Ronald Reagan and his VP running mate, George H.W. Bush, who happened to be former CIA director, still had some buddies in the CIA. And imagine that they're part of this mission. They're part of this operation. You mean to tell me that, HW didn't call his buddies up in the CIA and say, hey, this mission's got to fail. Do what you can. They're part of the mission so they can make it fail. Right. And so I'm thinking 100%. He made sure he called up his buddies in the CIA, made sure that was going to fail, making Carter even look even worse and making it look even better for their election, they're promising for their election, their campaign and stuff. And, you know, and it did. When it was a failure, they went on They went on to win the election. And on Inauguration Day, imagine this, the hostages are freed. And who rescues them? The CIA.
Right.
So you're telling me.
That fucked up the Davidians? Yeah.
Well, the CIA wasn't part of that. The feds were, the FBI, ATF, but still.
Oh, yeah.
It's a government thing. It's a government thing, you know. And so the whole thing is a top tier one mission, rescue mission against terrorists of any kind, top of the notch, top of the line rescue. We're talking Navy SEALs are usually top, they're tier two. And well, SEAL Team 6 might be tier one, but Delta Force, they're kind of in a whole other world, okay? You're picking the best of the best of the best for Delta Force to do a special mission. They all have their missions. SEAL Team probably could have done it too, but they took the best of the best. They took the Delta Force. These guys were supposed to be like the top-notch professional soldiers that were like, they're killers, but they're also very good at executing rescues and everything else. And then they have the top-notch pilots flying, okay, right. Chopper flights. So you're telling me that, okay, because if they really want this mission to be executed correctly and they want it to be successful, you think they're going to, all of a sudden, one's going to run into a sandstorm miraculously without being notified that, yeah, there's a sandstorm. You're not going to be able to fly through there. And that way they could delay it until the sandstorm's over with. And also hydraulic problems in the chopper, yeah. Really? A crack in a fan belt. So now you're only sending a few over and then you're aborting the mission because you're basically telling Court Carter it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You had plenty of time to prepare to get the best of the best involved. Don't tell me that there was all these issues with such a high top tier mission. Okay. And then you get Carter to abort. Naturally, Carter wasn't, if it had been someone like a Trump would have been like, get your shit together, motherfuckers. Okay. I'm giving you a few days, get it together, get back on this. But Carter just totally aborted it completely. And then when they're trying to leave the staging area, suddenly, number one professional pilot, top-notch pilot with a supposed to have a top-notch helicopter for a top-notch mission, just suddenly crashes into a C-130 with jet fuel and all the Delta members on it and blows the whole works up. Yeah, right. Yeah. Come on, man. And you see, this is the story that's not being told to the American public to this day, 44 years later, something like that. Mm-hmm. Never pass a smell test with me ever, ever, ever. Just like Waco, just like anything that's ever, never pass a smell test with me.
That's the three-letter agencies have their dirty paws all over.
Yep. Because I looked it up that time and I was like, oh man, why would such a top-tier operation fail miserably? It's just not like them. I mean, they got the top best of the best trying to, for such an important mission. And then I looked at, okay, who's behind this? Who's involved in this? Who was all involved in this operation? And physically the involvement was the Army 75th Ranger Regiment and the Delta Force. And the CIA, imagine that. Boy, I tell you, man, if you want something done or you want sabotage and you don't want it to be traced back to you, you just call up some buddies at the CIA. They'll take care of it for you. Man, I'll tell you what, having friends at the CIA has got to be better than having friends in a mafia.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're good at what they do. Good or bad or ugly, they're good at what they do. Either sabotaging or successful operations. They're good at what they do. So, but I'm telling you, folks, didn't pass smell test. It doesn't to this day. And the way our government operates, you can't trust them anymore for anything whatsoever. Right. And to this day, you can see all the bullshit that they're pulling right now. You know, they don't give a shit about people. They don't give a shit at all. Money and power. That's it. Their agenda.
Right.
So fuck them. Fuck the government, period.
They can
kiss my ass. Bunch of fucking assholes. Anyway. So
Tig.
Protesters.
Yeah.
That's in the news lately. Well, that could be trending news, but I wanted to add to that. The left, these kids in college, Columbia.
Let's talk about this because, you know, this is a message for the parents of these children who are misguided.
They're brainwashed. There's a big message. You can send your message and I'm going to send mine. Our message is, we agree on the message, but I'm going to add to that. Which also adds to, you know, kind of what I heard Jack Posobiec say today.
Yeah. That
we've been saying, wake up and fight back.
Right.
But anyway, well,
my message is, basically my message is to you, the parents of these children that are going to these fucking colleges, you know, number one, these colleges have more money than you can ever fathom. So they don't need your fucking money. So quit spending your fucking hard earned money with these colleges. Secondly, your kids are being brainwashed. You think they're getting the finest education? They're not. They are not. They are getting fucking brain warped. They are getting fucking indoctrinated into a belief system that's going to get them fucking killed. Wake up, people. They're going to get fucking killed if, you know, they keep this shit up.
Or they'll become slaves.
Well, they're already that. But, you're going to lose your children, plain and simple. And, you know, the people I'm talking to are our age.
Remember Kent State? In the 60s during Vietnam, mm-hmm. those lefty hippie college kids were protesting. They sent in the National Guard and they got killed. Quite a few of them, handful of them, I think, got killed.
Yeah, and I don't want to see that happen. You know, parents, please wake up, man. Just fucking wake up. Smell the fucking roses, smell the coffee, smell whatever you need to smell. Just fucking wake up. Your kids will be in the middle of this shit and they're going to get fucking killed. So. I'm not promoting violence. I'm just telling you, hey,
on another note, you know, if they're not violent, which I'm hearing they are, but I'm hearing some aren't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if they're not violent,
I saw a couple videos that were pretty violent. So
I just want to make a point. We need to remember that there is still a First Amendment. And if you are peacefully protesting, you have that right to do so. And you shouldn't be stopped from being able to do that.
Right.
But these kids, you know, they go nuts. And so they start, you know, smacking cops around and everything else.
Yeah. You know, they got this sense of entitlement, you know, because they were always, you know, the kids that got awards for, you know, showing up, you know.
But what drives me nuts,
you know, it's fucking stupid, you know.
What drives me nuts is you people out there that call yourselves conservative, call yourselves patriots. All right. Weak. You're weak. And you see what's going on with our country, how both sides have sold us out. Both parties have sold us out.
Absolutely.
We have growing tyranny in this country. They're constantly trying to take away our Second Amendment rights, our First Amendment rights. They are now trying to take away our Fourth Amendment rights. You've seen what they're doing to Trump. I don't care if you agree or disagree with the Trump trial. They're doing that on purpose with a lot of bogus bullshit because they don't want him to run for president. Now, let me tell you something, folks. You on the right, you see all this happening and you're so angry and all you do is flap your jaws and stuff like that. Well, we flap our jaws on our show and stuff, but I'll just flap your jaws. How come you don't have as much drive and anger and fight as these leftists do? Okay. If the right would fight like the left, maybe we could show and put the fear of God in some of these damn politicians. All right. Well, so that we should make them too afraid to go out in public for their tyranny, their treasonous acts. They're selling us out. Wake up, America. Hey, wake up, patriots. We got to fight back because we're losing our country.
Well, Ting, you know,
you guys don't give a damn like the left does.
Right. The biggest thing is, though, is these fuckers that we, you know, put in power, they should not have the power. The power should come back to the people. And that's why I think we really need to push out the convention of the states.
People keep voting for these idiots.
We get these fucking congressmen and senators in here who are just fucking weak. They turn so quick on the fucking dime. You know, they go in broke and they come out fucking multimillionaires. What is wrong with that fucking picture?
There needs to be a third party, and it needs to be called the Populist Party. And that Populist Party needs to be started by the MAGA conservatives, the MAGA patriots, because MAGA is a little different from your mainstream Republican, which are incredibly weak, and you're voting for these rhinos all the time. There's still some Republican voters out there that don't even really care much for the MAGA movement. And, you know, yeah, there may be some good and bad, but you've got these stuffy suit and tie, wealthy or Wall Street type conservatives, old Republicans that still, these are the types that voted for Nikki Haley. These are the types that still vote for establishment Republicans. You people need to get lost. All right. You see what you're doing? You have created a terrible, terrible Republican Party that is doing nothing but selling us out with the Democrats. They're siding with them. They have turned it into the uni party. Okay. Right. We need to get rid of those assholes. Okay. And if MAGA needs to become the Populist Party, a third party, that's what needs to happen in this country, because we got to get together and create a popular third party, like a Populist Party, that's taken from the Make America Great Again philosophy. Yeah. And they need to fight the two-party system. The current Republican and Democrat, that's an old system right now that's become one. The late George Carlin, he even said it himself, you know, he said it's one big club and you're not in it. And, you know, he was talking about naturally the corporate entities that basically buy and, you know, pay for the Republicans and the Democrats. But look, they're being bought and paid for by the same ones. You know how they're going to vote, people. And look at what they're doing to our country. They're one and the same. We need a third party, and we need a third party that's going to put up a hell of a fight against these other two parties.
Yeah, I'm just not sure about a third party. I'm just so torn on it.
Well, you know what's going to happen then? Because we're still going to end up having the majority Republicans being establishment rhinos that are selling us out. Because you're not going to get...
You know, convention of states will take care of it, though, because it'll prevent the lobbying. You know, but that's working, really fucking it up.
Convention of states, here's the only problem I have with convention of states. They're working like snails.
They are.
They're working too damn slow. They're not moving fast enough on it.
No, and, you know, this wave that George Soros and, you know, the WEF and all these fucking NGOs, they're putting tons of money behind all of this garbage that we're dealing with right now. You know, and if the Democrats stay in power for the next 4 years,
we're fucked. We're done. We're absolutely done. You know what? Fucked. I'm telling you people that think you're patriots and conservatives, you need to have as much fight as the left does. We may not like these protesters. We might not like how aggressive the left acts, but you know what? They're winning and we're not. Let that sink in. They're winning and we're not. Right. Let that sink in. They've got more passion and more anger and more drive and more fight. And they're supposed to be the weak ones than the patriots are showing, because the patriots, they're doing this, but they're not doing anything. You're not fighting. Okay. Every time I've ever tried to get a decent protest together,
crickets.
Nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to do it. Or, oh, I don't got time, or I got this, or I got that. Okay. let me tell you something. You got all your priorities. What's going to happen when you lose all your freedoms and your priorities go to nothing? And you don't have those priorities. You don't have anything anymore. You've lost it all. I guess you probably should have stood up and fought then when you had the chance. Right. Bottom line. I'm all like in my hometown, I'm all willing to organize. I'm willing to organize a Second Amendment fully armed demonstration. Nobody wants to do it. Y'all scared.
Trail, join us.
Yeah. Y'all scared. Y'all scared or your priorities are up your assholes. Yeah, I get it. Everybody's busy. Everybody works. Everybody's got family. But you know what? Bring your family with you. I don't care. Or, you know, when you get a day off of work.
It's going to be peaceful. It's not going to be violent, too, you know.
But you know what?
We need to sit on a fucking street and block traffic to an airport, a major airport.
We need to. I don't care if we have to stand on public sidewalks and take up about a mile down the street, down the public sidewalks. You need to demonstrate that, you know what? We're not going to take the bullshit anymore.
Right.
Okay. We're doing it now peacefully, but look at us. We're fully armed. If it comes down to it, we can get more aggressive if we have to, because we're getting tired. We're really getting tired of the shit. And so you can consider this protest a warning. It's a warning without a warning shot. But keep it up, because we're kind of getting there. We're kind of getting where we can't take much more of this kind of shit that's going on in our country right now. Right. So you got to start fighting back, Patriots. I don't care. Organize.
Where's the boiling point? You know, I hear Dan Bongino every time.
It'll be too late.
You know, he goes, are we there yet?
Yeah, no, are we there yet? There yet?
No,
it's going to be too late. By the time we're there, it's going to be too late. Okay. Yeah. How long do you have to wait? You keep saying you're going to have another day. Maybe you don't. Maybe you wake up the next day and everything is completely upside down. And everything...
Yeah, cut your power off and you know,
everything gets cut off.
Communication. Yeah.
Remember, it only took 24 hours. Everybody in Venezuela one day was spending their cash. The next day, ATMs were locked out. Cash was no good. Everything was done. You seen their cash sitting all over the streets and there was mayhem.
Worthless.
Yeah. And that happened overnight.
That can happen here. You know, I heard an interesting take on that though, Tig, is that, I think I spoke of it a little bit on our last podcast where, you know, they don't believe that the monetary system is going to go down. Cause there's really nothing. What's that?
I hope they're right.
Right. Well, you know, it was General, what the fuck was his name?
Spalding.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, you got it. General Spalding, he's a fucking highly intelligent individual. I listened to his podcast he had with Sean Ryan. You know, he's just incredible. If you're listening to this, go back and listen to that podcast. It was very enlightening. You know, and he was talking about the monetary system on how he don't believe that the U.S. dollar is going anywhere. It might go down to being pretty much worth nothing. But it's not going to go anywhere because it's too publicly traded throughout the whole world. So he doesn't really see
Till the whole world decides to reject the dollar.
but there's nothing out there that's you know, even the Chinese, you know, their digital currency is not nowhere near the dollar, the U.S. dollar. So
Not yet.
So, but
we may not see it in our generation or our lifetime. We may not see it in our lifetime, but what about the next generation? What about the next generation?
That could be possible.
You know, I mean, isn't it our job to kind of try to protect the next generation from
absolutely
being enslaved globally?
And that's why I was kind of throwing down a little, you know, warning to the parents of these college kids. You know, they need to step in and, you know, get their kids lassoed up and say, no more. We can't have this. We can't have you acting like a fool.
Okay. And since we brought that up about the parents.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump onto something else, but it's linked to what was said to the college students. Speak and... I'm not disagreeing with him, but I also want to say there's a little bit of hypocrisy there. Speaker Johnson talked to Columbia University students. I don't know how he didn't get mobbed. But anyway, he's telling them, stop wasting your parents' money by doing all this crappy protesting and you know, violence and all that, and violence against the Israelis and all that stuff, because your parents have spent good money to send you to college there, and you're just wasting their money by being there. That's what he said. But here's my response to Johnson. Really? Really?
Right.
Okay. But it's okay for you to spend their parents' tax dollars on Ukraine, on Israel, on Taiwan, $95 billion without the consent of the American people. And you've been spending and spending and spending, putting us further in debt, wasting taxpayers' dollars. So who are you to tell kids to stop wasting their parents' money when you're wasting American tax dollars' money on a regular basis, Mr. No Dick Johnson? You treasonous piece of garbage.
Hey, Tig, you know, I think if you took off Speaker Johnson's mask, you know, because they all like wearing masks and stuff, I bet you it's Kevin McCarthy underneath it.
Well, he already took off his dick a long time ago, so you know.
Right.
He took off his dick. He might as well take off his mask.
Kevin McCarthy.
Well, you know, and he's pulling the same bullshit that Boehner and Paul Ryan did too. So
right.
He's
a fucking sellout.
He's turned into a rhino. He's just a piece of shit. But you see the hypocrisy of him telling the students to stop wasting their parents' money while he's wasting billions and trillions of taxpayer dollars is money for this bullshit.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck you, fucking Johnson, fucking piece of shit.
Fucking hypocrite bastard.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey, last episode. Oh, let me go into this real quick. How's that cigar smoking, Tig?
It's not bad, but it gets dry towards the end. It kind of has a dry. It's like I'm going to be tasting it the rest of the night if I don't.
That's exactly how I felt. You know, after I smoked that thing, I tasted it the whole night, and it's just not a good taste.
It's blah.
Yeah, I will never buy another Project 40. I thought that was a horrible cigar. Just blah. But I'll tell you what. You might need to take a couple of shots of Jameson to get that nasty funk out of your mouth.
Hell, I'll have to brush my tongue.
Yeah, right. With some whiskey. It helps.
I've had to brush my tongue a few times in my day.
Let's not go there. Was it tuna or what?
Tuna. Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
So. Okay. So, yeah, my San Andreas here, this little torpedo.
You're turning Red Bull.
Yeah, I think I lost my lighter slip over here.
Hang on. Red Bull. We'll call him Red Bull from now on.
There we go. Hey, we can see JT Bull here.
he was turning red from the innuendo talk.
So, my San Andreas here is smoking pretty fine, man. I'm going to do these more often. These are really good smoke.
That's San Andreas.
Hey, last episode I said I was going to find some of these NGOs that were supporting illegal invaders.
Oh yeah, shit.
Remember I said that? Well, all right. So when Donald Trump took office in January 17. The federal government has cracked down on immigration, and with that, you know, we get Peckerhead in there after a fucking fraudulent election,
rigged election.
Yeah, not everybody wants to say that, but it was fucking rigged. Absolutely. You can't tell me he had more fucking votes than fucking douchebag bomber Obama.
It was rigged in more ways than one. That's for sure.
All right. So anyways, some of those NGOs that we are spending their money that we give to them for buying products or whatnot from them. The first one is Google. With Google,
absolutely.
When the first Muslim travel ban was signed into executive order, the giants Google stepped up, and they created a fund called the Google Crisis Fund, and they which helped victims of Hurricane Harvey and tackled, you know, and tracked the Zika virus. So they were spending money on, you know, shit that was going to happen in the future. So it's like, you know, they knew some of this shit was going to go down. I don't know. They had a plan that some of this stuff was going to happen. So Google is one of them. The next one I'm moving on to is Instacart. They're the grocery delivery company. Mm-hmm. They donated $100,000 to the ACLU last year that supports lawyers, you know, to help these undocumented illegals.
Yeah. Most of those lawyers don't even know the Constitution either. No. Leftists.
Now, moving into some other ones, Starbucks.
Of course. They're I hate them.
Yeah.
They're against the Second Amendment.
Yeah. Starbucks, fuck them and fucking piles of shit. And who wants to drink that fucking shit anyway? Is that fucking garbage?
Poison, actually. It's poison. It's full of sugar and bad carbs and other fucking chemicals. It's not real coffee. And what
they're
doing
is they're hiring these fucks. So they're breaking laws by, you know, hiring these people. The next one is Facebook with Mark Zuckerberg.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a no-brainer right there.
Yeah, and he also is part of the problem with the election fraud that we had with the Zuckerbucks.
He was in on it. He was totally in on it. He's a piece of shit. Fuck Zuck.
Yeah, Tom's shoes, you know, those raggedy looking fucking shoes that everybody thinks that are so cool looking. I think they look like horse shit.
Yeah.
They are donating Chinese clothing and shoes to these fuckers coming across the border.
I'm sure
that's China, why they're all dressed really nice and shit. So
I'm sure those shoes say made in China. Absolutely.
Yeah. So when you buy a pair of Warbies, those fucking goofy looking glasses that everybody thinks are so cool, they're doing the same fucking thing as fucking
they're gay. They're gay.
Yeah, they donate pairs of glasses to, you know, these people when they come across. And another one is Feed. It's an accessory company founded by no other Lauren Bush.
Of course.
So her company is feeding. They're feeding these fucking illegals.
There's only one kind of Bush I like, and it certainly isn't that family.
Bush beer?
Fuck no. Different spelling. Different spelling, anyway. Microsoft. I hate Bush Light.
Yeah.
I'll
drink it in a pinch if it's the only thing at the party, but I'll only limit it to like one or two so I don't get the fucking squirt.
Might as well drink water. That's just watered down crap. I don't know why Microsoft, you people drink
this. This is interesting, Tig. Microsoft with Angelina Jolie. Yeah, of Brad Pitt's old fucking stank.
Yeah.
She now something that's I find kind of interesting because she also wants to partner up with what's his name? The actor that did like Patriot. Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah. She wants to partner up with his new adventure, you know, his venture that, you know, he's putting together this studio that does non-woke movies. So what the fuck? That's a contradiction right
that.
There.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't get that at all.
Is that like a Money Talks thing? I don't know.
Yeah. So that's
Bedfellows. Bedfellows there.
I don't trust that bitch, man. I don't trust her one fucking bit.
I think she was I think she was on Epstein's Island too, if you ask me.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she was. Dropbox is another one that's let's see, what are they doing? Oh, they're matching employee donations to organizations like Kind, where they're giving charity and other things to families that come across the border. So there was kind of some interesting companies that were, you know, NGOs that were getting involved with this bullshit.
Sneaky companies.
I'm going to keep bringing them up and we're going to talk about them. So
sneaky companies that most people probably haven't heard of. Some of them.
Right.
Of course, Google and Facebook, everybody knows, but, you know, right. Starbucks, but
Microsoft. Yeah.
Yeah. He's nasty little fucking NGOs, man. They're not elected. They need to, you know, there needs to be a law passed that says that politicians cannot take money from NGOs anymore.
Right.
They should only get paid by tax dollars, and it should only be their salary, and they shouldn't be able to take in any kind of money or donations from any outside groups, corporations, none of it. So, by the way, you know, that spending bill, getting back to the spending, the radical spending bill that the Uni Party is doing, them treasonous bastards anyway. But, you know, Chad Wright, he's the Navy SEAL who has his little podcast. He's on YouTube and app. He made a real, really good point. He said, you know, you got all these homeless vets out there. And he said, $75 billion just went to Ukraine again. And, you know, here's the problem. First of all, Speaker Johnson had promised a long time ago he wasn't going to give any more money to Ukraine until we secured right. the border. So he's a piece of shit anyway. But anyway, Chad Wright says that $75 billion, that could have been divided up. And could have been used, and if it was divided up and used towards our own people, $4,600 could have went to every single homeless vet in America, that money that was spent on Ukraine.
The number is a hell of a lot higher than that, dude.
Well, no, 75 went to Ukraine, and then there was more money that went to Israel and Taiwan. And it equaled out to about $95 billion, you know. Right. So, you know, and the thing is I'm going to get on this too. We don't need to be sending more money to Israel, okay? And I'll tell you why. We send money to them every year as part of our budget, foreign aid budget. We're giving money, lots of money, to Israel every single year. We practically built their air force for them. They have enough. And this is where this scam of a war comes into play. And this is where a lot of it has to do with Mossad and other groups and basically the military industrialized complex. Because really, if Israel wanted to, really, if they wanted to, they could have blown Palestine off the map a long time ago. Right. They could have just got done when they retaliated against Iran. They could have blown Iran off the map a long time ago. They have, my point being, in the region, in the Middle East, they have the most powerful military in the entire Middle East. Don't let them kid you. There's no reason to keep sending money to Israel. They're fine. Yeah. We send them money every year. Okay. It's just a waste. It's bullshit is what it is. It's total bullshit. And they're using this war as propaganda to divide people. Look at the protests. Look at the, oh, free Palestine and the pro-Israel, the pro-Palestine. Guess what? They just divided you again over something new. This right. is what they do. This is what they do. You know, divide and conquer. Make another war so we can keep people divided. You know?
Right.
So, yeah.
We got more trending news there.
Biden signs a bill. ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, now has 9 months to divest from the app or it will be banned in the U.S. This is, let me tell you something. You got both sides, Uniparty, doing this again. They're sitting there trying to draw up the fear. It's a national security risk. China's in, you know, they're involved in this and they're using the spy on us and steal our information and stuff. They've already been allowed to infiltrate us and spy on us and steal our information. That's been going on for a long, 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 long time, especially right. with all the major cities and their sister cities. And the fact that almost every one of our politicians has sold out to them. That's a complete and utter bullshit lie. The real reason why they want to do away with TikTok is because there's a lot of truth on TikTok that's waking a lot of people up and educating them yeah. on the New World Order agenda. Bottom line.
And let's face it, Tig, the people who are listening to TikTok, they're the younger generation, and that's what they're afraid of, is they don't want to lose the younger generation. I see you're going to burn your
band. Yeah, it's almost done. It's almost done. And you know what? I just heard this week. Generation Z, not the millennials, this one after Generation Z, preferably mostly the ones in the age group of 18 to 26 are waking up and being educated, and they're getting more conservative. And now a lot of them, a great deal of them, are now going to vote for Trump.
Right.
That have been interviewed. So that's right. what scares them also. They don't like that. They don't like it that the next generation that's watching TikTok is waking up. They're understanding the New World Order agenda, the globalism. They're understanding the uni party, they're understanding all the shit that's going on.
Right.
You know, so yeah. The mayor of Los Angeles has a solution to homelessness. Did you hear that?
No, let's hear it.
The mayor of Los Angeles has a solution to the homelessness in Los Angeles. She says the wealthy should buy the homeless homes. Maybe she should start with herself, and maybe she should start buying the homeless homes, because most Democrats are wealthy.
Right.
There we go again. They're always sitting there saying the wealthy this and the wealthy that, when the Democrat Party has more money than any of us, and they have more money than the Republican Party. That's a fact.
Right.
Nobody has more money than the Democrat Party. They're the wealthy. Maybe they should start paying their fair share. Maybe they should start giving the homeless homes. Maybe they should start sheltering these illegals that they want on their own damn property. Maybe they should start stepping up, them hypocrites.
Absolutely. So, yeah, rounding out the hour here, Tig. Kind of running out of time.
Okay. Now here's a warning to everybody. Hasn't been done yet, but remember the executive order for the national emergency powers that were issued during COVID that caused all the shutdowns, the mandates, and all that crap. Okay. Right. And these people that bought it, the bullshit. Well, Biden is going to toying with the idea. He's going to try to sign an executive order on the national emergency action, based on the same type of bullshit that we saw at COVID, only he's going to do it for climate change emergency.
Right. Okay? But I heard this wasn't going to go until after the election. If he stays in power, this is what he's going to do.
But you know, here's the problem. Don't count on the election, folks. I think there's some screwy stuff that could still happen. And regardless, my message to everybody out there listening You saw what happened during COVID. Okay. Right. Climate change is a hoax. Do your research. It's a hoax. Okay.
Yeah.
As long as we've got trees and shrubs and hemp plants, Earth is totally self-sustainable. There is no climate change emergency. We'll be fine. The Earth will last longer than we do. Okay. Now here's the thing. If he does this in the future, he's executive and he pushes us, oh, it's a climate emergency. Don't buy the bullshit. Say no, resist. Okay. It's an executive order. It's going to be unconstitutional, violate our constitutional rights. Step up this time. Don't buy it like you did with COVID. Fight back, resist, 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 resist.
Right.
That's all I got to say. Do not comply to tyrants. Do not comply to executive orders that is basically taking away your freedom, your liberties. Never, never, never give up liberty out of fear for a little bit of security because you buy the bullshit.
Right. And, you know, this kind of goes back to our chemtrails episode. It was probably about, I don't know, episode 20 something, if I'm not mistaken, but which was an awesome episode. We should revisit the chemtrail episodes, but
we need to talk about HAARP and weather modification some more. Yeah, and what they're doing right now.
Yeah,
5G is in on it too.
Right
People might say 5G has nothing to do with it. Bullshit. There's right. more radiation being that. Used.
Yeah, we'll get into that and maybe in a couple episodes here, but
yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of shit going down and, you know, they're fucking with our weather by spraying the sky. So when you see those planes with those long plumes going behind them, that's what they're doing. They're fucking cloud up seeding. Our weather. They're fucking up yep. our weather.
They're doing it on purpose to make you buy into the climate change bullshit when they're just altering it with
right.
what they're doing. So there's no problem right. with the Earth itself. The Earth itself is fully self-sustainable. It's been sustainable for like thousands of years. And let me tell you something, the Earth will go on and be perfectly fine
yeah.
for as long as we have trees and as long as we have shrubs and as long as
right.
we have plants, because the plants pull all the carbon out of the air. That's a fact. That's a scientific fact. And then they right. release fresh, clean oxygen. There is no such thing as climate change emergency. We're not going to die because of climate change. That's bullshit. Okay.
Right. All right. So that wraps up our show tonight. Got any last words? Are you good?
Don't buy the bullshit that the politicians are speaking. Don't buy the bullshit that the mainstream media is speaking. Turn your TV off. Stop resist, watching that resist, crap. Resist, resist, resist,
resist.
We the people right now should be treating 2024 like it's 1776.
Right.
Bottom line.
Oh, you know, I remember I told you I asked Meta AI.
That was weird.
I'll bring that up
on another show. Yeah.
We'll do a little segment on that. We'll touch base on this again because it was pretty cool.
See if you can pull up that picture, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That was interesting.
Yeah. All right. With that, we're the fuck out of here.
You betcha.
Thanks for listening and catch us on Rumble. Catch us on, that's where you're going to see our beautiful mugs. Yeah. We're also on Podbean, Podchaser, iHeart. What else, Dig?
Podbean, iHeart. You mentioned Spotify, them all. Getter.
We've got a Facebook page. We got a website. We're going to be putting that out pretty quick here, and we're going to put some cool shit on there. So you're going to want to check that out. We're also going to get some little cards printed up. We're going to do some shows. We're going to do some live shows at some gun shows coming up. We're getting those details.
By the end of the summer, man, we're going to be at some gun shows doing a live show, man.
Yeah, and I have a feeling there's going to be some more gun shows. I mean, they're going to start popping up a little bit.
It's going to start ramping up more now because they keep threatening us every time. You know, you can guarantee this, people. The one thing about the Democrat Party is they sell the most firearms, because the more they threaten the Second Amendment, the more firearm sales goes up and through the roof. Same with ammo.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
They're the leading, they hate the firearm so much, but yet they're the leading salespeople for it.
They're the top salesman. So,
yeah. Yeah. I would suggest all you pro gun people out there, you want to listen to our show, man, because absolutely. We are absolutely 100% Second Amendment, no compromise.
And follow us, man. Follow us. Don't be afraid to hit that little follow button.
Yeah.
With that, we're the fuck out.
Again. See ya.
You've been listening to Stars, Bars, and Cigars. Two conservative vets telling it like it is. The rally cry for those who appreciate bold truths served with a side of mayhem.
Roger, I tried to sign the four times all. We'll keep them sweating until we see Butcher 3.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And if you didn't, well, why are you still here, Snowflake? We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, follow us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and hear our precious voices on all the streaming services. Until next time, keep the spirit of freedom roaring.